All right, it's Medication. It's Medication. It's time for Dr. Farrar podcast. So, Dr. Farrar, this episode I'll be reviewing WWE Elimination Chamber 2019, which is a process event produced by WWE World Entertainment. It took place on February 17, 2019, at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, and was the 9th annual Elimination Chamber event. Let me go into this one because I watched the whole thing and it was pretty good. First thing, the singles match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy defeated Akira Tozawa in a fantastic match. Two thumbs up. This one was really, really good. This just got the show rolling because, the whole show was great. And it just started with the pre-show match. Then we got the actual pay-per-view. The Tag Team Elimination Chamber match for the inaugural WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. The Boston Hug Connection, Bayley and Sasha Banks defeated Carmella Naomi, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, Nia Jax and Tamina, The Iconics, Billy Kane, Peyton Royce, and the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan to win the inaugural WWE Women's Tag Team Championship in an awesome match. I thought this was really, really good. Very, very fun to watch. Probably one of the better chamber matches I've seen. I thought it was pretty solid overall. Very good wrestling and spots in it. And the tag team match of WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso defeated The Miz and Shane McMahon to win the championships. Not too bad. That was a pretty good, told a good story. Miz kept trying to get the Shane McMahon. He couldn't, and he finally did. And then chaos ensued, and the Miz got pinned by the end of it. Pretty shocking result, but it was pretty good overall match. In a handicap match at WWE Intercontinental Championship, Finn Balor defeated Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush to win the title. Pretty good stuff here. I thought it was one of the best, but overall it was pretty a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, singles match at WWE Raw Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey defeated Ruby Riott by submission in less than 2 minutes. This made Rousey look like a maniac. And then Becky Lynch came out, and she attacked Charlotte Flair, and then she attacked Ronda Rousey with a crutch. And then she had to be taken out in the handcuffs. It was pretty cool. I definitely liked it. Then a no disqualification match. Baron Corbin defeated Braun Strowman. A lot better than it should have been. Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley came out and interfered. But overall, a pretty solid match. It kept the storyline going. And the Elimination Chamber match for WWE Championship. This is the match of the night. Daniel Bryan defeated AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, and Samoa Joe to retain the championship. This match is pretty good. Then it came down to Kingston and Bryan, and then it took it to another level. This might be the best men's Elimination Chamber match ever. This might be one of the best matches of all time, at least for chamber matches. But yeah, overall, solid pay-per-view. Two thumbs up. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Peace out. This podcast. Corner Center, myself, Swoo, and our new producer, DOGs. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.